I don't think that we actually need to be taken out of the room. I mean, if anything, we need to be in close proximity to the room in order for everything to pop off how we kind of want it to pop off. I mean, do you not feel the same way? You said you could agree.
I mean, I will agree.
Okay, I like that. I like when you're willing to do stuff. That's probably the tightest part of our friendship, is when you're willing to do stuff.
But I could also agree, you know?
Wait, hold on. So you're saying you're double agreeing?
No, I'm saying that I will, but I also could.
Well, yeah. But then you also couldn't. And you also shouldn't.
All right. So, what are we doing, man?
What are you talking about?
Like, what's the thing gonna be?
We're doing it.
Oh, we are?
We're here. Yeah. We're.
Oh, we're already doing it.
Come on, baby. All the times, every time you're like, I don't know why you just don't start. Like, I don't get why we have to like do this like warm up thing and like da 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 da. I fucking do it. What do you do? You're like a little sheep. You're a sheep. You're a fucking pig.
Bro, like, how am I supposed to know?
Just always be on. ABO, baby. Ebo. Ebo.
Ebo?
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 Yeah, I said Ebo originally, thinking that was the move and the sound of an A. Spoiler alert, it is not. So, Ebo.
Got it.
Yeah, no, straight up. So yeah, I just come in raw and hard. I'm eyeballing the levels. Shit looks to be in the yellow. Fuck it. I mean, I currently have a track record of not knowing how to operate anything involving recording anything. So I feel free.
Wait, you don't know how to record anything?
Yeah, no, don't know. Don't know. Fucking last time we tried to do a little sneaky fucking session with Nick when we were playing Rocket League, horrible. Mm-hmm. Fucking just recording all the Dream Debt shit, horrible. Like, it's just not.
Wait, was the Rocket League recording bad?
Yeah. His mic was hella goofy.
Oh.
But the thing is, I don't remember him being that goofy. Maybe I'll go back to it and check it, but something wasn't crack-a-lackin'. And I mean, if I can be fair, if I can offload some of the blame here, I kind of blame OBS, because I have a certain profile for the podcast and that's what I use for everything. And so for the most part, it's been chill, but I had to do something different because I guess I didn't really have to, cause it's coming from the same audio. So I probably should have just stuck with that. So I guess now, sorry, OBS, I'm taking it back. This one's on me. So yeah, that's how we got to here.
Well, I mean, I feel like you are capable of recording. You know, it's just a matter of
absolutely
how it comes out.
The capability, I don't doubt. Like if I took out all of the whatever little fucking Charles Xavier like mind blocks that are in my brain that like make me so like mediocre, I could probably be dope. Like, if I really pushed it, I could be dope, bro. I could be beyond dope. But it's just, like, I can't do it. Like, every time in the middle, you know what? Just real quick trip down memory lane. I think I can pinpoint where all this happened. 1992 or 93, when Blockbuster had the fucking, I think it was around the time The Wizard came out, because they did, like, a competition similar, but not just with Super Mario 3. Entered it, because I was like, I got this. I'm a gamer. Gamer for life. Fucking, and you're gonna laugh at me because you're gonna be like, well, no, I don't know about this, CJ. The first game that I had to play to get into it was NBA Jam. And I actually liked NBA Jam and basketball at the time. So I was ready to fucking go. I fucking rented NBA Jam, ganged up. I was like, I got this. The weird thing was, you weren't playing against somebody else. You were playing against a computer, and it was a point system. So basically, you had to get a certain amount of points to qualify for the next round. Right, spent weeks and weeks and weeks preparing, like ready to go, so focused, like I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna be the next fucking I always get him mixed up. Fred? He was in The Wizard? Fred Savage?
Fred Savage, yeah, he was in the one,
yeah. Okay, cool. Fred and Ben, I always get him confused. But I was gonna be the next motherfucker. I mean, not Fred Savage now. Let me get that clear. Not Fred Savage now. Fred Savage back when he was on top of the world, okay. And didn't fucking choked. And I think from there, it's just everything's like, okay, cool. I can put all the effort in, and it's just gonna fucking go to shit. So, you know, just do it, and then just, you know, don't be bummed when you get half-ass results for putting in half-ass, you know, preparation. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the other side of that is like having to try, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
and what if you fail and you try, and you can't blame it on putting on half-ass, you know, half-ass effort.
I mean, I guess it goes to the question, is it better to have tried and come up halfway or to not have tried at all?
Mm-hmm. To not have tried at all. Because either way, you're probably losing.
I mean, you're always gaining something by doing something. So regardless of the XP gain, is zero XP more... Is zero XP and not going through the hassle greater than getting... fucking out of 500 XP getting 25 XP for going off on a little, you know,
time wasted.
I mean, but then is it wasted if you're getting something out of it?
I don't know. I think that, like, because when you first started this, you were saying, like, get out of your own way or whatever. I was thinking you have the same problem I do, which is where no matter what I do, I'll never impress myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I can't feel like, oh, if I did it, then it can't be that hard, you know?
Yeah.
Or if I'm doing it, or if I accomplish something, it's like, well, fuck, I mean, I did it, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And that's just like not being impressed with yourself, I guess.
I mean, I can kind of see on that. I mean, there are some times that I can impress myself and I'm like, oh shit, that was fucking sick. But it's definitely not like a huge average. It's not firing off on 100 cylinders a minute, you know. It's definitely like once or twice a month I'll like genuinely be like, oh shit. But I mean, to go back to something, I wanted to touch on something that you had mentioned. You talked about doing something and then like, oh, once I do it, like, you know, well, if I did it, like, I agree with that. But then it's also like, I mean, I'm taking it to stand-up comedy, like, because there's been an itch for me. I'm like, oh man, maybe I'll just go back up and, like, you know, remove a little bit more of the ego that I had, you know, having a couple open mics under my belt or whatever, and then just coming at it like, you know, a fucking IT dad, you know, just like, don't worry about, like, hey, punchline, just fucking do funny commentary, like, just do what you do, what your friends love, you know, who like you for, why they come to the friendship, obviously. And just thinking about it, I'm like, fuck, that's such a fucking hassle. And, like, what if people don't like it? And, like, doing that whole shit over again. But it's also, like, I already did it. Like, it wasn't just, like, I did at least 5 shows, which I would qualify as being at least, I'm not going to say a established comedian, but I would feel comfortable putting comedian on my resume. And I wouldn't be as confused, say, if they wanted me to do, like, some Excel spreadsheet shit.
Okay.
Like, that's
about comedians or about jokes or
yeah, no, I mean, just by you mean like what would be worse?
No, if you put it on your resume and they want you to do Excel spreadsheet stuff, I'd assume that it's based off of your comedian section of your resume, right?
Oh, of the job that I'm applying for with this resume.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, but all, you know, everyone wants Excel spreadsheet fucking experience these days, like, for whatever reason, I don't know, but.
What number do you think I think you could have under your belt and call yourself a comedian?
What do I think your watermark is?
Yeah, what's the number?
I mean, like, I don't want to, because it's gonna be more, and it's gonna then bum me out thinking like, oh shit, well then I didn't do anything. But then I'm gonna essentially, it's gonna spiral me into like, oh man, I didn't do it. He's right. But then, oh well, I fucking did it, and all he did was write the fucking joke. So he just got to sit back and write the fucking. Wave over here while
but I'm not
over here.
I'm calling myself a comedian.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. This then essentially spirals out of the what qualifies you as a comedian into just an internal battle with myself, being like, this motherfucker. Sure. But I would say, if I had to guess, I would probably say 25.
Mm. 150.
Hmm. All right, where'd you hear this from?
That's just my. That's how I feel.
This Hasanabe.
No, this is an hot topic.
This Rick Glassman?
This is just in my mind, somebody who's pursuing comedy probably goes up, like, if it's the only thing they're doing, you know, then I would say they'd probably go up 5 times to 10 times a week. To me, that's the average person is not going to do that much. So 150 seems like a good number for it to be at least like maybe a year, year and a half of doing it kind of consistently.
But now, could we agree to potentially weight some of those going uppies based on the fact that most of the time when somebody you mention stand-up comedy or open mics to, like the gen, like say you're at a water cooler, most of the time everyone's gonna say, "Oh man, I don't have the guts to do that," or "Oh, that's crazy, like I would never do that." So it's kind of fair to assume that the common Joe and Joette aren't Joette, Janette, what's the Josephine, we'll go with Josephine, they're not like, you know, it's more of a scary thing because it's like, you know, more of just like getting up in front of people, like they don't even think about like the joke part. So it's like one show to like a comedian dude could be like fucking like 5 shows to like, you know, a homeboy from accountant who just likes to hear funny ha-has from his coworkers.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not an accomplishment. I'm saying it's not enough to call yourself a comedian.
Okay,
like,
so
I still think it's impressive, and it's like a big deal because public speaking in general is one of people's biggest fears. I just don't think that like you've done it enough to say, I'm a comedian. I consider myself a comedian.
Well, joke's on you. I've been doing it since fucking 2017. So I mean,
pretty consistently.
Yeah. Oh no, like calling myself a comedian. Yeah. I mean, doing that consistently, absolutely. especially since there's a whole backlog of me just being crazy funny, 170 odd episodes to be exact. So one could argue I'm consistently, well, like not now consistently, but at one point in time, us doing the podcast was the equivalent of getting up on stage to a grander audience of the internet. Now, are we getting a crowd? No. But are we still coming up in front of a microphone? Yes.
True. But, you know, like, it's not, I mean,
I can't, you just let me have it, bro. It's like,
you can have it. This
you don't have, there's nothing you gain from just not letting me have it, dude. You're being a real Larry Johnson to my Muggsy Bogues right now, my guy.
You can 100% have it. I'm not saying you can't have it. I'm saying that's not for me.
Man, I don't like starting hot. You start way too hot.
I'm not starting hot, man.
Like, now we gotta cool down. Like, I feel we
you
need to, like, hot. No.
Call
I came
myself a comedian after I, 5 shows.
That's I came in. I came in heartfelt and ready to just have conversations. And my friend wanted to trample over everything that I hold dear in my life, and just completely shatter any sort of reality or any sort of prevalence, whatever the case may be. You just took my little soul and you crushed it under your well-biked boot.
But you know, like that's only because you hold my opinion up higher than you should.
Nah, most of the stuff you've told me has been pretty ace. So, like, it's not. I mean, there's proof in the pudding on that one. But yeah, I'm continue.
You could just be like, you know, nah, fuck you. I think I'm dope. That's it.
I mean, I do think that, but then when you say that, then I'm like, oh, well, hold on a second. Like, this isn't right, because everyone else thinks I'm dope, at least to my face. And the person that I converse with, you know, arguably more than... No. That's actually a good question. Do I converse more with you or my wife?
It's got to be Kelsey.
It's probably even, honestly, because, like, no, I talk to like, her more verbally.
Yeah, that still counts. Like, yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, like, because, but then I'm also, like, there's not, like, a day, like, there was, like, years ago, maybe, like, a couple, but there hasn't been a day that we don't say something to each other. And that's very uncommon, I've found, in friendship, which actually is probably something to talk about since we've been getting, weird, not weirdly into it, but we've been focusing more, or not focusing, but bringing up, you know, portions of friendship more often in these more newer shows.
We've reconfigured into, like, actually talking about friendship, you know?
I mean, I think it just kind of did. Yeah. It took only 100 and some episodes. I mean, we did talk about some shit, but, like, never, like, you know, a general, like, friendship advice. What are your thoughts on this part of friendship? Like, it was more of, like, our friendships to other people, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So this, like, recently it's been more of, like, a, you know, I call it more of, like, a ask. Well, who's the columnist? It was Ask Judy?
Like an old, like...
Like in the newspaper?
Yeah. Judy Blume?
No, not the...
She's the one that did, like, the period stuff?
I think... Wasn't she an author?
Yeah, that might be an author.
I mean...
Are you God? It's me, Margaret, I think is what I'm thinking. But I thought that for some reason that was based off of a newspaper article.
I'm pretty... There's, like, a columnist that was, like, real, like, popular...
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's fine. That's all we really need. Yeah. I don't think the name really matters. But basically, like, more like that, where it's, like, you know, they're commenting on the general thing of friendship where, you know, we've been more focused on, like, what's in front of our faces, and then we've kind of opened it up a little bit.
I feel like we've just, we've just been, I don't know, just been chatting, you know?
Yeah.
Just enjoying each other's company. We don't need to, we never play by a rule, basically.
Well, I mean... Come on. I mean, we might not be shirt brothers, but we still follow the number one rule.
Yeah. Which is stick to the bit, like you nailed it?
No, there are no rules.
Oh, okay. So you're changing stuff on me.
Cause... Well, no, I preference the shirt brothers thing, so you should have automatically seen it coming.
That, I didn't know that. I think you should leave us now taking over our rules.
But it's not taking over our rules. We could have gone into after. Oh, but then there's also, like, stick to the bit, like, down with it. Like, oh, for sure. That's, like, rule of, like, the podcast. But then there's, like, separate sub-rules. And, I mean, obviously the sub-rule offsets the first rule because we're following a rule. So I guess we just have to take it up to the next, you know, conference meeting that we have and decide, you know, what takes preference?
I think it's what takes preference, but
prelevance?
Who knows?
No.
What?
I don't know. I keep wanting to say prelevance like it's a word. I don't think it is.
Prelevance.
I'm using my Wordle strategy and trying to make actual words.
Prevalence.
There you go. That sounds correct.
Yeah. Oh man, dude, I'm so. I don't know.
So are you?
I'm just so, like, unsure of things.
Such you as?
Know? Just like, what are we doing here? You know? What is life?
Life?
Why are we even, like, I mean, are we really just here to, like, help people get money?
I mean, we're not. I don't think we're here as, like, human beings to solely get some people money, but I do agree that, you know, life shouldn't be how it be. But if you really look back at it, you know, really pull back the curtain, yeah, living a life, enjoy the ride.
Yeah, but I feel like there should be, like, a purpose.
Yeah. You well, know? Some people find that. I mean, it's really finding what you want your purpose to be. You know? Maybe you just need to follow that purpose on down to Hollywood, California, man, and just start doing it.
I feel like it's completely unnecessary at this point. You know? To, like, be in L.A.?
You don't think so?
Do things. I don't think so. No, I mean, you need to, like, once you're in, yeah. Like, I think if you want to just write, you could do that from anywhere.
Well, true, but I also feel it's like, you know, I guess I can't really speak on the topic just because I don't know anything about it, but I have a feeling like there's still a lot of, like, old school, like, Hollywood holdouts that, like, are like the whole like, oh, he's not like in LA, like he's not seeing the scenes, like behind the scenes stuff, all this other shit. Like, and it's like, but I agree with you that like it doesn't seem like something that needs to be relocation to be good at, or you know, more so get your foot in. But I mean, it don't help. Plus, it's like you got LA, dude. You got the LA vibes. That new.
Come on, LA.
Love LA.
Like to live there.
Oh yeah, live and die in LA, man. Live and die in LA.
Like, what is it? What draws you to it?
The culture, people. It's always bustling. There's always shit going on, man. It's.
I thought we were coming correct. That we were like being honest and like open.
I am. What are you talking about? I'm being
line of bullshit.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa, partner. Whoa there, chief. I'm gonna need you to saddle the horses up at the fucking hitching post real quick. Cause I don't believe you came at me correctly. What was that you just said?
Line of bullshit.
No. BK, I'm coming to you honest and true.
Alright. So you love it because of because of the culture.
Yeah. Love okay, LA culture.
What's LA culture mean to you?
I don't know. The Lakers, the right. Clippers, yeah. La Brea Tar Pits ring a bell. We've been there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Fucking the streets are so clean. They don't smell like pee pee.
Okay.
That's good. I love that. That's probably my favorite thing about LA. The traffic configuration. Probably the best in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the things that everyone kind of comments about LA is that the traffic is just so smooth.
Well, more so that it's just like, it's really nice to be in, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of where the culture comes into play, because then you essentially turn a freeway into like a cultural hub where then you start, you know, chatting with your fellow, you know, Los Angelin.
Yeah, I saw a clip once where it was like everyone was just stuck in traffic for some reason, probably because they were just so happy chilling, and then like instead of just sitting there, they all like did a dance number when they got out of their cars. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought you were referring to that old dance number that they did in the '90s.
What's that one?
The one on the freeway where it wasn't as traffic stopped. Like there wasn't a lot, but there was like. One dude in particular, he was kind of the star of the show. And then there was like a couple of their backup dancers that came in and assisted, because at first he kind of was just like, he didn't really know what was going on. So he just kind of was like in the middle, not in the middle of the freeway, but he was on the shoulder. And then the backup dancers came through and they started doing a number. It was almost kind of like a punch fighting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a real kind of like, you know, back and forth and ha 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 and swingy swing. And then, you know, a bunch of white cops got off on, you know, beating a black man in traffic.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That escalated.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That's where I was going with it. Did you not draw the parallels to, I mean, I didn't say it explicitly, but I was referring to the Rodney King incident.
Yeah. The one where he like committed a bunch of crimes and then ran from the police.
Did he do crimes before that?
I have no idea.
I don't know that part. Like, I could...
I know that it doesn't matter what he did. He just they beat the shit out of him, so...
Yeah, and it's weird because... Well, not weird. It's more so shitty that, like, that's, like, not only more a thing, it's, like, more hardcore of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if I can... Oh, okay, well, first of all, because I'm about to go into a huge tangent, let's just fucking drop the act. Yes, I was kidding. I do not like L.A. It is very shitty. I don't understand why anyone lives there. It's a very gross town. I'm not bullshitting about the culture, though. I mean, it's a weird mix of, like, I mean, it's a cultural melting pot. And for that, I will give it its props. But, I mean, I'm only trying to spend at tops, like, fucking 3 days, maybe.
But, like, not. So, never live. 3 days tops.
No.
Okay. All right. So, is that the rant that you're going on?
No. The rant that I was going to go on, because this is where I'm taking a turn now, because we're talking about the Rodney King incident. I just recently saw this fucking horrific fucking thing on Sacramento subreddit about some dude on the light rail who was shot by a police officer. He was a black man. And the title was referencing potential mental illness or some sort of like, you know, some sort of disconnect with the dude. Basically, the guy was reported by 911 or by someone on the light rail getting off saying that he was brandishing a knife, and just a big knife. He wasn't saying anything about like pointing it or threatening anyone, just he had a big knife. So cops show up, body cam footage, so this is how like I know everything. Basically approach the dude and they're like trying to, you know, approach it like delicately, like, hey man, what's going on, like what are you doing, what's like what, like let's go. And there's like two officers in front of him and there's another officer behind him like in the stairwell leading up into the car. The guy himself is in like a corner in like the disabled like spot, so there's like a little bit of room in front of him, and he's just kind of like swaying around, and he just kind of gets into a loop of saying like, I'm scared of you guys, like, hey, please don't do anything, like, I'm scared of you guys, I'm scared of you guys, I'm scared of you guys. And it's like weird because it's like the cops in the beginning don't really show any sort of aggression, like a lot, like they have guns drawn, but like they're in a very like, we're not trying to fuck with you, we're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on and why you have like a knife on you. And the whole time the dude kind of has the knife under his chest, kind of up against, I don't know why I'm doing the hand motions so you can see, but they have the pointy knife like kind of close to his throat, so it almost looks like he's like trying to like kill himself the whole time, like moving around. So the officers keep trying to talk. He's like, oh no, like I'm scared of y'all, like please, like please sir, please sir, please sir. And so he just kind of keeps going back and forth, back and forth like that. And then the guy kind of increasingly gets more agitated. Cops still aren't really doing a lot to kind of like exacerbate the situation, and it does hurt me to say that they're not, because like the way I'm describing it makes it seem like that's the case. But they're still like, you know, hey, like we're just trying to figure out what's going on, like you have a knife, like you know, people have been calling, this is worried, like what's going on. And he keeps like, oh, I'm scared of you, I'm scared of you, I'm scared of you, to the point where he goes from like a sitting position and he like jumps up, and as I'm watching the body cam, like fucking it, like it recoils inside of me. I mean, obviously it probably would with you as well, just because it's a fucking horrible situation. But like being a, being a black man and being in that situation where you don't, like you really have no say in what's going to happen with your life, because this dude, he can decide like, hey, you know what? Nah. And it's done. Like, it's not even like, oh, I'm sorry, let's redo that again. Like, it's fucking done. So there's like a cringe part where I'm like, cringe is the wrong word, like I'm just like seizing up, I'm just like, fuck dude, like just fucking just talk to them, just put the knife down, and I'd be like, yo, I'm sorry, like whatever the fuck's going on, I don't know what the fuck's happening, whatever, like just bro, like stop doing what you're doing. And this isn't me saying like, oh, he deserved this, it's just his body language was saying something else, and it was just hard to watch. And so basically he jumps up, the cops kind of like pull something. And then this is where it gets kind of weird, and I didn't want to watch the video more often to analyze this, but this is kind of what like boggled me. So you hear something, and it sounds like a taser being shot, and you hear like the, and I'm like, okay, does nothing to the guy. He just is kind of standing there, like, so he's up with the knife now, he's tased, and he kind of like has the knife kind of like not like pointing at them, but still kind of around. And I'm like, dude, just fucking submit, man. Like, don't, it's not fucking worth it, dude. And then he goes, I'm scared. And fucking rushes them. So, of course, the cops then fucking fire, like, a couple shots. Dude falls down, but he falls down, rolls backwards towards his seat, and kind of just, like, sits back up and, like, stands up again. And keep in mind, the shots, I mean, the body camera is not, like, you know, 1080p, and trust me, I don't want to like go back through this like a kill count and like try to figure it out, but it looked like they hit. So the fact that he's like still up, I'm like, dude, like just fucking don't do anything else, just fucking, like if you're hurt, just please, man, just please. No, he gets back up and then just fucking rushes him again, gets shot again, he falls down, but then he kind of limps back up, and you can tell he's like trying to like be like, oh, like I'm hurt, like And then this is where I'm like, the cops can, if this dude is found, like, stomp him out. The dude who wasn't kind of a part of anything, he's kind of in the corner, fucking lets off with like 5 or 6 shots when this guy's already down. He's already hit. He's already tased. Like, there's no more of a threat. And this guy, he does it so calmly that, like, I'm just like, fucking, like, fuck, that's not, you're talking about life. You're talking about, like, is this how people should be living? The fact that the people who are doing this, who are like supposed to protect us, who are supposed to, like, be, like, you know, level-headed, logical, you know, tactical, just, like, after so many shots. Like, if it was the initial whatever, like, I'm not going to give you a pass, but, okay, you were acting instinctively. This dude's already been damaged up. He's already 20%, my dude. You don't have to fucking be like, bah, 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 bah. So, yeah, it just bummed me the fuck out, because I'm just like, so much shit played out wrong in that situation, and there's so many times that it could have stopped, and it didn't. And we should essentially work to try to tie it in, work towards the common ground of, like, you know, if you're doing stupid shit, you get stupid prizes, but you still get to keep your life.
Exactly. Like, why? What makes a cop good if he's just like, I can just shoot people? I can go around just shooting people that are upset. You know, like, shouldn't the job be that, like, you do a better version of that?
It should be like the Jedi. It should be like the Jedi, how, like, if they're supposed to only be, like, straight up, like, peacekeepers. They're not rolling around looking for a fight. They're not like, yo, I'm just gonna pop you because I can fucking use the force and I have, like, superiority over you. It's, you have the ability, so then you use it to protect the people who don't. And when you don't do that, especially, like, because it was clear this dude was, like, not right. So it's like, the fact, yeah, they still kind,
I mean,
of,
he was probably high, but yeah, like, clearly, like, there's more going on than just,
oh yeah,
dude, how to fuck with people.
Yeah, yeah. And it was lame because they played the 911 call, and I mean, it definitely was a Karen, and, like, her voice wasn't even really, like, shook. She was just like, yeah, there was a guy who was on the light rail with a knife. I'm like, yeah, he has a knife, what's he doing? And you can hear her, like, asking other people, oh, what's he doing? What's he doing? I'm like, you're, so you're not even fucking, like, in the situation. You're just
in,
like,
danger.
Like,
just,
yeah,
excited to,
like, yeah. I get to call the police, and it's, like, kind of legitimate right now. Like, the one time they'll be like, well, you know what, this time, Rachel, you're not going to be, we're not going to do this anymore, Rachel, you got to stop calling us. Like, they can't say that anymore. Like, fucking fuck me, dude. What a podcast, man. This is some great stuff.
Well, it's because I started talking about life, I think, you know, and then that gets you thinking about life.
I mean, I was doing a bad bit about L.A., and then I started talking about Rodney King, and then that brought this up, because I was just like, the fact that, like, that was 20... Like, well, just the fact that, like, 30 years time has passed, and, like, it's worse.
Nothing changed.
It's fucking worse. No, bro, yeah. Rodney King was, I mean, I don't know if he's still alive. I mean, if he is, tight.
Yeah.
But he walked away with his life. I mean, he got beat the fuck up, and he probably could have been dead, but he lucked out. And I think that's the weird, like, kind of, like, I don't, like, jock restraint. Like, jocks will take it to a certain point. But then, like, they'll be like, well, but I'm not going to do that because, like, you know, I'm an honorable man or whatever. And I think that might have, like, fallen a little more to the wayside. And that's why we have a lot more of these fucking dummy, like, shootings and shit. Because people just don't have that, like, oh, like, I have to remember, I pull my punches back because I have a gun and I can, like, discharge it. And, like, that's just, like, a responsibility. And now it's just like, oh, it's a problem solver. It's my problem solver.
I think it's all because cameras, like Rodney King being, like, the big first recording of something like that, and now that cameras are everywhere and the body cams and everything like that, people don't see cops as heroes anymore, and they're all bummed about it. They're like, man, I got into this thing to be, like, idolized and shit. Why?
Man.
No one likes me now.
Yeah, it's like the jock coming back to fucking high school after graduating. Like, why aren't these schools like, why is everyone not, like, kissing my fucking, like, ass, dude? Like, I'm the best. It's like, no, bro, you're just a fucking bozo with a god complex. Like, give me a break. And not the sensational hardcore album by fucking East Coast fucking hardcore band Another Breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to make that very clear. I mean, the
album's called Give Me a Break.
No, the album's called The God Complex, and I just feel I need to express that, because I feel, what's the most, when you hear God Complex, what's the most common thing you think about? Like, what's the first thing that comes in your head?
Your username?
Bad start. Yes, that's correct. But when you hear my username, like, do you not hear or think of anything, like, that's related to, like, oh, like, God complex, like, whatever, or, like, a certain song or something like that?
Just the, like, whatever it's called, the someone having a God complex.
Okay, so Fall Out Boy's Sugar We're Going Down Swinging doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay, so I think it's just more of a, well, you're also, well, you're a music guy, but you don't fuck with Fall Out Boy, right?
Well, I hope I do. I got tickets to go see that.
Oh, but you only did that for Jimmy World, though, I thought.
No, I like Fall Out Boy.
Do you?
I'm not like a huge Fall Out Boy fan, but I've listened to all their shit.
Like all their new shit?
Not the new stuff, no.
What's the last record you listened to?
What was popular when they were at their peak?
I mean, that's a watershed moment, because, I mean, I'd argue their shit was probably Infinity on High was probably their peak, but I feel their, like, breakout was, well, the first album was probably their, like, most known one, the Take This to Your Grave, that had, like, all the, like, 2000s bops. You're probably thinking of, like, Under Cork Tree, which had Dance Dance, like, Sugar We're Going Down, like, all the, like, I'm seeing you, home and leaving you. But I'd probably say, like, those Under Cork Tree / Infinity on High are probably, like, their most commercially highest point.
Yeah, those I recognize.
Okay, because, I mean, I couldn't even name you one Fall Out Boy album after those. I'm trying really hard to think.
I see that their fifth most listened to song is Electric Touch.
That cover?
By Taylor Swift featuring Fall Out Boy.
Nice.
Oh.
The Taylor Swift syndrome, man.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. It's not for us, though.
Creepy.
Wait, okay, hold on. What are you talking about?
The Taylor Swift obsession that people have.
Okay, it's, I thought, like, we might be off base, but we're back at it.
Yeah, it's the most, like, parasocial, just stalker behavior that's, like, the standard level. You know, like if you're a Taylor fan, you're already, like,
a Swiftie.
Into stalker too. Yeah, if you're a Swiftie, you're already in stalker, like stuff. Just because, no matter what, I guarantee that if you're a fan of Taylor, you already know, like, all of her past relationships.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, that's already weird. It's already just, like, a little much.
It's white girl Beyonce, bro. That's all it is.
Yeah, but, I mean...
What do you mean?
It just don't get it.
I told you, you're not supposed to. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's not for Nick going into the middle of a podcast. It's for white ladies who aren't into fucking Lizzo or fucking Beyonce. It's just...
White ladies like, are into Lizzo and Beyonce.
But sometimes they don't want to lean... It's like going down a fucking skill tree in an RPG. Sometimes you want to go Swiftie spec. You don't want to go Lizzo spec. Sometimes you don't want to go Queen Bee spec. Maybe you want to go Little Kim spec. Maybe you want to go fucking Missy Elliott spec. Maybe you want to go Christina Aguilera spec. There's specs in everything in life, dude.
Yeah, but I don't think any of the specs are, like, at Michael Jackson level, like, obsession, you know?
Well, when did Michael Jackson come into play?
Just because you watch old videos of him, like, girls are just fainting and like, going insane.
Yeah. But you're talking about, like, old school, like, when he was, like, a child, right? Well, I mean, I guess they were doing it when he was, like, King of the Pop or whatever.
Yeah.
God, my...
People are still going crazy, man.
No. I mean, they're going crazy, but for a different way.
What do you mean?
For Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Who's going crazy for Michael Jackson in 2023?
Not in 2023, but I'm saying, like, up until he stopped touring, people were still going crazy. Remember he had, like, that movie coming out before he died that was still, like, huge?
What, History?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. It's like a documentary, I think, where it was, like, a documentary of his tour or something.
Yeah, like his final tour.
Yeah.
If you're gonna stay around again, I need you to tell me that's where you're gonna stay. Is that where you're not gonna touch the volume knob?
You tell me if I need to touch my volume.
Well, I mean, you sound low as shit right now, so I'm gonna bump you up on my end.
How about now?
Okay, that's better. Is that how you're gonna do it?
Well, the mic was like swung away from my mouth, so
swung away.
I mean, hold on.
That's from Signs.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sounded like
swing away.
You want to consult with your mind palace real quick? Make sure that information is factual.
Oh, I got it. It's when Mel Gibson's wife tells him to tell Meryl to swing away.
Okay. I think I only saw that movie like once.
His daughter leaves all the water around the house.
All right. So what's up, Nick? How's it going, bro?
Is this better?
I mean, you got to keep talking.
Is this better? Is this better? Is this better? Are you better? Am I better? Are we better?
I mean, it's still low. I got you at one city, but
okay,
if,
hold on.
Okay.
Go higher.
All right. How about this? Keep going.
Yeah, you're low, but we can hear you.
Oh, I'm still low?
I mean, I can hear you, but it's low to me. I mean, BK, what do you got?
Yeah, low here too.
Okay.
I can hear him.
Shit is cranked.
Okay, then that's fine. If that's fine, you keep talking. Give me Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
I'm going to come back and set this bank on fire.
That's absolutely not what I asked you to quote, but yeah, that's fine. You want to do it again?
Oh, that's how the Human Torch would respond if he was denied a bank loan.
Yeah. Is that not the prompt?
No, it's from Anchorman. Bloopers.
Oh, quit giving me deep references, bro. I'm about improvisation.
I love improvaz. Improvaza.
Yeah. See? I just came up with that on the spot.
Oh, improvaz. Man. You cranked it. And all your shit cranked to?
I swear to God, all my shit is cranked to 100.
All right. That's fine. I mean, it's just
the only thing that's not cranked to 100 is me, because Jennifer's like ASMRing 5 feet away from me.
Oh, wow. So not only did you try to jump in on the podcast, but she's out here making content that you could be jumping in on too. So
no,
you're
no,
sandwiched
no.
between.
She is consuming the ASMR, not creating the ASMR.
Oh, that's infinitely less cooler. Sorry, I mean, I just gotta say, I call it like I see it. Like, ASMRs will. The fact that they have fucking microphones that look like ears.
DJ, as I'm defending you.
It's weird as shit. Yo, tell if she wants to hop on and defend herself, by all means.
I mean, it's weird just because the mic.
My mic was louder, you could hear me.
Yelling at the mic.
They have those, I mean, hypersexualized ones with those ear fucking microphones, so they're all.
Is that a sex thing?
Bro, what?
Well, ASMR in general.
I just thought it was a weird mic thing. I didn't think the ear mic was a sex thing. What? That's weird as fuck.
I don't know
if
it says it's weird.
I mean, you know everything is a sex thing, right?
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
No, but everything can be. Well, so if it's not for everyone, if there's someone that's thinking of it as a sex thing.
True. Man, this is kind of like an interesting little like experiment, because like I gotta like do like mixing on the spot. So.
Oh, sorry.
No, I mean, that was more towards BK. You're good. I mean, unless you're not apologizing to me, you're apologizing to Jen.
No, I'm apologizing to you for being quiet.
I mean, it's what it is. I mean, this is more. I'm going on BK now because I'm more so concerned about my levels, and there's a whole thing. I'm not going to get it. What's your friendship level, bro?
100.
Nice. 100. Quick and easy. 100. BK, what's your friendship level?
Smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing. Hell yeah. I'm at about 85% if anyone wanted to ask.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Why? Like 85% full of friendship, or you're at 85%? Like, the level at which you're willing to be friends.
No, 85% is a gauge on how the, if you can think of kind of like a Back to the Future-esque gauge, gauging 0 to 100% for friendship, the tank is 85% full right now. So, that's like at least a couple decades, if not maybe going back to the, you know, Praezoic times.
Okay.
The time.
Prehistoric?
No, fucking. Yes, but no. Like
protozoan.
Yeah, maybe.
Like
say it again.
Single-celled organisms.
Say it again.
Protozoic.
Maybe.
Protozoic.
The only reason I reference it is because it's a fucking song from Miss Rachel, and they started off like, back in protozoic times. And every time I'm like, what toddler is going to fucking know that? Just say fucking prehistoric. You're confusing the shit out of them with this shit. They'll get that shit later.
No, just be accurate from the beginning, man.
It's true.
All that wrong information we were taught.
Yeah, yeah. So Nick, you're going to tell me if I came to you with the riff that I originally wrote, you'd be like, all right, cool. Don't lie to me. Don't you lie to me, boy.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, cool.
You lie. Because I tried to, and everyone was like, no.
I mean, I feel like no is a strong word, you know?
I mean, that's also a whole other thing. I don't want to muck up this podcast with internal band beef right now.
I'd be like, this is hard to work with. Is there any other way we could do this?
Nah, man. You know? Learn it like the original way beforehand. You know? Why go the easy one where you can do it, right, PK?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah,
do it the first time.
Yeah, see? He can say that because he has no horse in this race, so it's easy for him to do that.
I think it's a matter of, can you do it the first time?
Doesn't matter. You have to do it right, regardless, right?
No, I don't think so. Because if you don't have the capability to do it right, how are you going to do it right the first time?
But what's the point of doing it wrong the first time?
Practicing until you get it right.
So practice the wrong way until you can do it the right way.
If there's no possibility for you to do it the right way,
I would think that not being able to do it fully the right way, and then practicing that will get you to the right way quicker.
But is that not the wrong way?
No, that's the wrong way.
If you're not doing it the right way because you're incorrectly doing it, but trying to do it the right way, that's not the wrong way?
No, you're attempting to do it the correct way, but you're failing at that attempt. It's not that you're doing it wrong. You're just failing at the right attempt.
To me, that was doing it wrong.
Oh, okay. Failing?
Because you weren't doing it right. Yeah. Gifted child? Didn't your parents tell you were smart and then you turned out you weren't and then your whole life was fucked up?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, see,
then,
there you go.
And then you fail the rest of your life because of that. I get it.
Yeah. That's what I'm basing all of this on.
Yeah. But
My whole life.
That was just because we were good at testing, not good at life.
True. Oh, I know. None of the things that were said were valid. I get that, but they're just now so ingrained that I like subconsciously think they're valid.
Oh yeah, I have the whole thing where if I don't do something perfectly the first time, what's the point of even trying it ever again? It's just, I can't nail this right off the bat. Well, then it's not for me because I can nail everything.
Took a lot for me to open up recently and admit that I wasn't good at stuff.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like this band practice thing, though, that we've been doing recently has been very helpful. Because I have to own up and be like, I'm bad at it. I have to own up and be like, I'm bad at this, guys. Can you help me be better? Because I'm not good.
Man, why'd you have to shift this in the fucking band stuff? Because I was having a nice little break.
Oh, well, I don't
know. From band?
Because I have already been thinking about how the band has been helping me overcome my, like, inabilities to admit that I'm bad at things, you know?
No, that's tight. I mean, I'm glad that's helping out, you know? And to be fair, bad is not the...
I don't have to talk about it anymore.
Bad is not the right word for it. It's more so inexperienced. And for what you're working with and what you know, it's fucking leaps and bounds versus, I feel, somebody else who might be in the same position and might not want to take that leap of be like, I'll just throw myself to the... And I say lions loosely because, I mean, if this was really lions, it'd be that fucking drawing of, like, the three dragon heads and two of them are derpy as shit. Like, let's be real. There's no real stakes in any of this. And just be like, okay, I'm willing to, like, do that is, like, I feel probably the biggest step in playing music, pushing yourself through those... I mean, I like how we're just talking about shit we were talking about at the top of the show. The walls that you put up to, like, kind of limit yourself to go through with something. And just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. And then, you know, learn to just take that experience in.
Yep.
Yeah. And learn to get used to failure. I think that's a big problem, is just not failing 100%. Enough.
You ain't wrong on that, bro. especially since we be failing all the time. Well, I fail all the time. I don't want to bring y'all motherfuckers into it. Speak to your own failures, but I mean, but me personally, all the time. I fail. Yeah, like I fail a lot. Like all the time, I feel. Just since we were talking about the band practice thing, I think I failed a lot in not exploring more patterns and mixing my shit up instead of just kind of being more monotonous and just like making sure there's like a steady ass beat. I mean, you know, but then I have to remind myself that this isn't something to where, like, we're not working right now for what I was referring to as the icing on shit, like the flourishes, like the unique shit that like kind of makes the song more of a unique fingerprint rather than just this, you know, fucking smear of mud that, you know, might have potential. So it's like knowing to be like, okay, first do it the very basic way, so that way, you know, we can get everything going, and then once it's moving, then you put the little stickers on, then you put the little tassels and the little fucking, you know, baseball cards and the spokes to make that annoying sound that fucking 1950s kids apparently wanted. I still don't understand that. It's the most, especially fucking up the EV on those cards. Like, you're straight up gonna sit here and tell me you could have had a fucking rookie Babe Ruth. I don't know shit about baseball cards. I'm just throwing fucking shit at the wall right now. And that shit fucking, you know, just got that in your bike spoke. Just yup. Just it makes this cool sound like fuck that fucking value that it's gonna have.
Well, what's our equivalent?
I mean, I did that when I was a kid too.
You did?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just did it with like a playing card though.
Are you a time traveler?
Baseball cards. I've always
been. Oh yeah, it makes sense with playing cards.
Seemingly older.
Damn. Any bike?
So I've been told.
Any bike I've owned, I've never had the inclination to be like, you know what, I'm gonna do it.
Oh no, when I was younger, I did it.
Where'd you grow up? You grew up in West Sac for like most of your childhood, right?
No, I think when I did this in particular, it was like over off La Rive.
Okay, I was gonna say that's some real ghetto kid shit. So I was like, there must have been an environment involved with that to influence, which is fine.
I think it was just I was home by myself all the time.
Oh, and, like, okay.
I just didn't have shit else to do, so eventually that became something that I did.
So it was like
just a home watching Leave It to Beaver, and you're like, oh, man, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, bikes? Exactly. You know, gee, I saw shit. It somewhere. And I was
gee
like, oh,
whiz,
let's
look
try
at
this.
These fun neighborhood kids. I want to fit in with them. Nah.
Oh, that definitely wasn't true. I was openly being mocked as I was riding my bike around.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they knew what was up, because I feel like this is very much, I was like, if he ends the story with like, oh, yeah, no, and then we rolled up, and they were like, oh, yo, that's a cool playing card you got in there, and I was like, I made friends forever. I'd be like, that's not how I thought that was going to go.
No, they'd be like, why are you always eating, fat kid?
Dude, because it's tight. Eating's tight as fuck, man.
Well, I didn't have the emotional wherewithal to explain that I was, like, lonely.
Yeah.
So I was eating, you know.
That's fair.
It's hard, dude. We've all been there.
It's just like, I don't know. Leave me alone.
I feel like I have lost that joy, that eating joy.
Well, yeah, because your diet and shit, because you got, like, a strict little thing, right?
Yeah, there's just so many, like, requirements that are just, like, over it. Just give me sustenance and move on, you know?
But that shit, does that shit change when you get the new?
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's all to look forward to, right?
Phosphorus and water-based, you know? Yeah.
Wait,
I don't know when that's happening, though, you know?
True.
Did I tell you my mom got denied?
A bank loan?
She got denied to be a donor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I ain't got no donies now.
What, did they give her, like, a reason?
Yeah, it was because her blood pressure was too high when she slept. I don't understand. Like, they took her off her meds, then put her back on, then took them off, and then they were just like, nah, it's just not working out.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You gotta have less crazy dreams.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. She doesn't, like, she doesn't is dream. One of the most anxiety-ridden sleepers that I know, so it makes sense that her blood pressure would go up.
Weird. Then what does she do that, like, is sleep anxiety?
It's just because everything's quiet and she can think about life. That's not a good thing, you know?
I mean, I've lost the ability to, like, hear silence, really, because, like, we sleep, well, Kelsey sleeps with the TV on, and, like, I've tried to turn it off, and she's, like, not about it, so, like, I've just had to adapt, But, like, prior to that, I would, like, sleep, like, just without, like, anything. And, like, now when I do it, it's just I get annoyed and I'm, like, pissed about it because I'm, like, I remember just being so fucking calm and peaceful, just sitting there in the dark and the fucking quiet, just, like, like, just, like, in this little void. Mm. And it's slowly going to consume all of my essence into fucking ethereal being so I can then fucking, you know, be some shit in the air for 8 hours and then form back up in a gaseous, you know, form and then solidify and then wake up. Mm. Can't do it anymore.
That sounds like a good time. That's how I do it.
It was a good time.
Thankfully, once Jennifer goes to sleep, I can turn the TV off and she no longer cares.
I try. I wake up with it back on. So
once she's asleep, she's asleep. So I'm like, okay, good. Because, yeah, I could not. Like, if some shit's on the TV, I'm watching that. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I cannot not watch it.
Yeah. I feel the sleep apnea machine with me has, like, dwindled that ability. Because, like, once you're, like, ready for sleep, I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. I put my shit on. Like, it's hard to watch some shit with that thing going. Because you're just, like, focused on this pushing air in your mouth. And you're just like, I kind of just want to focus on going to sleep so I don't have to deal with this.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't put mine on until I'm, like, ready to go down.
So you never have that same... Well, I mean, because you turn all your shit off before doing it, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this is, like, you know, TV's still going, so if, like, you know, it's an episode of Catfish I haven't seen and, like, some shit happens, I'm like, well, hold on, like, maybe I want to catch the first five, like, the last 5 minutes of this shit, see what's going on, and then I can't, because I'm like, no, I gotta, like, get this sleep, the fucking CPAP shit going.
Yeah, I have a real problem, like, having anything on. I have, like, I can't have any lights on. Mm-hmm. I have it completely blacked out in there.
Need like that daredevil fucking sensory deprivation. That's hard to say. Would love sensory that, yeah. Deprivation chamber. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do one of those float things. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done one?
No, I've not. But I also want to do one.
I absolutely do not want to. It would probably freak out if I did.
Mm. Well, I mean, don't you kind of want that? Like, nope. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Nope. Please. I don't see. Here's the thing. When it comes to, like, because you both are, like, on that ego death, like, trip out and, like, find some shit out about yourself and, like, scientifically it's healthy or whatever. Like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I don't want to take no acid. I took DMT fucking, I always say it, but I took that DMT. That shit fucking was scary. Nah, mushrooms is probably as far as I'm going to go.
I'm trying to find DMT carts.
I feel like floating has to be, like, the least invasive psychedelic you could do.
What, mushrooms?
No, floating.
Oh, floating, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you're just like, you sit up and you're like, oh, it's over.
It depends, right? Like, if your brain gets lost, you don't notice it up.
Man, you'd have to be really far gone. I don't know if could you do that just from laying in the sensor? Yeah, maybe.
It's because it's so disorienting to your brain. Like, yeah. That's the whole point of it, is that it doesn't have it. You feel weightless. You can't get bearings on anything. So I think, like, if you were to maybe doze off and then open your eyes or be in, like, a sleepy state, I think it could fuck with you pretty bad.
Maybe. I just feel like, I guess internally, I'm like, I feel like I've done so many things that, like, I feel like floating in a tub could not be as crazy as other things I've done.
Yeah, but I've maybe combine them.
So I don't know. I thought about that for sure. Like, just fucking eat like an eighth of shrooms and then go in there.
That doesn't sound like a good time at all. That sounds like you're gonna get an eternity in there.
They're like, it's been 30 minutes. I'm like, I've lived 5 lifetimes.
Yeah,
man. I don't think that anything I've ever done has like been what it was led me to believe to be, you know, like the every mushroom story I ever heard was insane and cool, and then when I did it, I just felt like I was in a time loop. And it kind of, you know, it was cool, I guess, but it sucked. Mm-hmm. And like all the other drugs that I've tried are just like, yeah, I mean, they're fine. I don't know why people get addicted to them,
because they're a weaker mind. Yeah. Dog, someone can see through the scam. It's like, why buy the snake oil when you know it's bullshit? Everyone else eaten up. You're like, well, I fucking know my experience, and you guys must be doing something else. It's fucking like a ghost shit. You know, everyone's like, I swear, if ghosts were straight up for realsy, I'd feel there'd be a lot. One, there'd be an agency, like a real one, not like a, hey, we have fucking plumbers, let's fucking hunt ghosts now. Like
right, a straight up, like, Discovery Channel agency.
Yeah, something that would be like a little more solid. And there'd be like actual evidence, not this fucking bullshit like, oh, I heard a spooky sound, or oh, fucking something happened. It's like, bro, it's a big world, a lot of sounds. You know, just fucking, just move on, my guy. It's more likely it was just some weird coincidence of something happening just in an odd way. Like, there's more oddity in the paranormal than straight up actual paranormal.
I get that.
Personally, that's but, just where I'm coming yeah, from.
I mean, I don't know. You guys, have you guys had ghost experience?
No.
Mm-mm.
Not a no. one.
Nope.
See, I've had it, but I was a kid, so I don't know. I was a teenager.
It's probably not mine. What's this? Well, take us through it. What was it?
We were watching this old house, and like all of us were just chilling on the couch. And we'd already known there was like weird stuff going on, but like this time we were all just sitting on the couch, and then all three of us from behind got like pulled back, like as if like someone was grabbing us and trying to pull us over the couch, and then there's no one else there. And another time we were all playing video games upstairs, and we kept having to close the door and it would keep opening, so we like closed it and deadbolted it, and then it opened again like 5 minutes later, and we're very concerned.
Nick, you want to open it up for questions?
Oh, I mean, I'm just tingling over here, you know.
Oh yeah,
taking that story and
straight tangling.
Yeah, because I mean, shit like that. I don't know. It's like it's hard to explain. I've never felt that. It's like I don't have that same like you know, base of evidence to like put my beliefs in.
Right.
But like, had that happened to me, fucking yeah, I'd probably believe in ghosts. You know. So it's just, I don't know. But then it's also like, I see CJ's point where it's like, God, how is there not more? Like, how does this not happen yeah. more often? Like, what is it specifically about, like, old houses? Like, did ghosts stop existing after if they died, like, after 1900? yeah. It's right. only 1800s ghosts that exist, you know?
I mean, it's basically a whole other space, just more closer than space. And I feel that as humans, that's kind of still something that we, like, seek. You know, trying to explore shit that's not explored. And with, like, I mean, and I'm with Nick with, like, yeah, I mean, this isn't me saying, like, oh, ghosts aren't real and I'll never believe. Like, if it fucking happens in front of me, for sure, absolutely. If, like, I mean, what you just described, again, I'm with him. Yeah, for sure. No, and I can prove without a shadow of a doubt, and no one else is there. Everything else is locked up. There's, like, no real feasible way, unless you're really jumping through hoops, to explain this shit. Then sign me up for fucking, you know, TAPS, you know, paranormal fucking, wait, hold on, the...
No, you're right.
But what was the it would stand for, though?
I don't know.
But it's like, that's weird.
Transatlantic Paranormal
Ooh, yep.
Society.
You got it. That's what it is, transatlantic, that's right. Remember when that used to be a real big, like, thing people would, like, use in titles? Transatlantic?
Like, when the world was, like, newly coming together?
Well, yeah, Latin, like, Oriental.
Oh, yeah, Oriental.
But it's like the same time period.
Yeah.
Oriental Express and the Titanic were, like, at the same time. They're, like, transatlantic crossing.
Is it the Oriental Express, or is it the Orient Express?
I think it's the Orient Express.
I think you're right, it's the Orient Express.
But I think more people use Oriental than Orient. Yeah.
Was that when we were caging Asians, or
when we were caging them? No, this was probably yeah. when we let them go, and we wanted, and this is kind of like letting the child who's too small for the big for the family table in Thanksgiving, but like mm-hmm. you kind of give them a little thing to like kind of make them feel like included. That's kind mm-hmm. of like what we were trying to do to the, you know, Asian community by doing Oriental.
Okay.
And it's whack. I want to put that on record right now. It's whack as fuck.
I think we're just trying to dehumanize them a little bit, you know?
Well, they are. I'm not. Okay. I ain't trying to dehumanize shit. All right. Everyone's a person. Except for pedos. Fuck sickos, tubes.
Yeah, no, I agree. Everyone's a person.
But except so, I just think, but fuck sickos, though, right?
No, I mean, like, yeah, well, like, get them treatment.
I'm not hearing fuck sickos, dude.
Well, because, you know, they should still be treated humanely.
It doesn't mean, it doesn't, okay, I think we're getting some wires crossed here. This doesn't mean that you're having sexual relations with sickos or that these are going to be killed. It's simply like, fuck off, sickos. So sickos can be ignored, fuck off. Well, so you want to do it? So if you found a sicko, you would want to be like, yo, let me like be the
refer track them to point counseling.
To like get them going?
Well, I think they deserve like rehabilitation.
Mm. King Cobra JFS would not appreciate this one bit.
I know, but I know that that's what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
I think if you could live your life and just only make decisions that King Cobra JFS was not happy with, you'd be living a really good life.
I mean, I arguably because do that every day just by just by living by waking up and brushing my teeth. I'm already doing the opposite of what he does.
And that's exactly my point.
So, but that's like not even thinking about it. Like, that's not like I'm going to do what he doesn't do. That's just like that's what you do. That's just how.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying you said he'd be upset with BK's decisions. And I'm like, by him being upset, BK should be very proud of his decisions. Yeah.
Oh, that's well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, fuck sickos, though, dude. So, wait, so, okay, so he's a sicko sympathizer. You fuck sickos, Tubes?
I'm right there with him.
Damn.
Sickos need treatment.
Josh, I'm sorry, have you ever watched
fuck
this?
Fuck the 1% or whoever.
I hope fuck this doesn't Jeff get Bezos. Sent to... Well, of course, dude, he rapes kids in
Elon
space.
Elon Musk.
Also rapes kids in space.
All those guys.
Yeah, fuck them. That's what I'm trying to see. You guys
average multiple billions of dollars? Fuck them. They're the sickos.
Yeah, so fuck them.
If we can first define sickos as the ultra rich, then fuck sickos.
But also, Tubes. Like they probably have an illness that's causing them to hoard wealth.
Yeah, but they also have every capability in the world of treating it and do not. So
not if they're sick. They don't know there's a problem.
What if the curse
how far removed do you have to be to not realize there's a problem?
Enough to have
when you're like there's 8 to 9 I don't even know how many people are on the planet anymore, probably more than that, billion people on the planet, and there's like 20 of you motherfuckers. There's obviously something going on. Like, you got a problem.
Yeah, if you have a million lifetimes worth of money and you're hoarding it, then there's something wrong. Something deeply wrong.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Do but, like, that means treatment? They're sick, right?
I don't know.
All right. That's fair.
I mean, I'll agree. Yes, they are sick. That I agree with. Do they need treatment?
Well, that's the problem is we'll never know because we can't even figure out their sickness because they're above every sort of possible, you know, like
check.
Intervention.
Right.
There's no way to find out. They're sick or just assholes.
Is this an intervention? Buy this building and get the fuck out of here.
Wait, who's getting intervened right now?
Well, billionaires.
Yeah, ultra rich.
Wait, do you guys
hyper
think,
wealthy?
Do you guys think someone's listening into this? Because an intervention with no one listening is not an intervention. Those are just wishful thoughts of somebody.
We're not intervening. We're saying if they were to be in an intervention, or could they even be? Because they're so far removed from reality that, like, could that ever even happen? Probably
not. Absolutely not. Now, there's no way that somebody who has a substantial amount of financial assets will ever allow anything to be told on them solely because us as a society, fuck society, Tubes, garners such a, you know, prevalence of wealth that it equals power. Therefore, like, you ain't gonna tell no fucking billionaire shit. They ain't gonna listen to nothing you gotta say.
I don't agree with that either. Fuck society, you know.
Did you know, dude? Oh my god, this is fucking whack. I thought the beginning of this podcast was fucking crazy. Now it's even crazier. This fool got sicko sympathizers and then fucking talking about all this other nonsense. Just fucking, what's next? You're gonna talk about the compound that you want to build?
No.
What would be the point of a compound?
Tell him, Nick. Tell him what's the point of a compound.
Oh, encircling yourself with people you know and trust. Because, you know,
I mean, I like that in theory, but you're just going to come out a worse person if you do that.
Are you?
Yeah.
How?
Because you won't have you won't be able to grow. You'll start, you know, isolating. You'll be in an echo chamber. You're not going to, like, be able to develop, continue developing your personality, you know?
I mean, I think I have a couple points on that. First one being, I feel like my personality is kind of where it's at least for now. I mean, I do see where you're growing. Everybody has potential for growth.
Yeah.
But I also don't think I would only live at the compound.
Oh.
It's okay. Like, I wouldn't, it wouldn't be like a cult. Okay. It would just be like something a street you lived say. On yeah, with your friends. Stuff. I mean, it's true, you know. Number one rule in a cult, don't say you're in a cult.
Yeah.
But less of a cult, more of like we just live next to each other.
Okay. That's fair. So like, I feel like just yeah, a compound group to reach. That buys a cul-de-sac.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Right. So you're not in a compound. You're not like separated from the world.
No. You're just... No. You just live close to each other.
Yeah. That's you're fair. Like, I mean,
it's, hey, I want to hang out and our kids.
It's ideal play for outside. Friendships.
Yeah. That's it.
So really,
I think compound is a strong word.
Really, you know? It's a friendship street.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like that.
Or a friendship you neighborhood. Be able to leave. A friend, friendahood.
That's what I was like, frienderhood?
Frienderhood. But then where is this, where would you have it?
What's the thing is you'd have to buy a large piece of land and then probably yeah. construct the street and the homes on the land because you're not going to find a whole cul-de-sac where every house is up for sale.
I mean, who knows, man? Maybe the cult moves out. Maybe you run in when they're fucking leaving and you get a good deal.
Maybe. Is that why it's the cul-de-sac?
There you go. See, no one ever pays attention to that detail. You just took the red pill, bro. What are you eating? The bad pill?
I took both pills and I fucked up. So you can't hear me talk, but you can hear that.
I did hear that clinking of metal to whatever dish you're using.
Whatever, man.
That doesn't answer my question, though. What are you eating?
Yogurt.
Cause I know it, granola. I know it's not a sweet potato fucking raw dog in it, because I wouldn't hear that.
They're not raw. They're cooked.
Yeah, but you just take it and just grip it and eat it like a fucking banana.
You gotta choose your words better.
Nah, dude.
You said compound, it's a friend street.
But you said compound on the bike ride when we passed that fucking plot of land.
Did I?
You did.
Maybe I did.
I didn't
Maybe
make
I
that
need
up.
To choose my words better.
I mean, I just fixate on one certain thing for a long time, and that's just probably undiagnosed, you know, mental illness. So it's really nothing on your end. It's just, you know, my brain. my brain gets stuck in the BK mushroom loop quite often.
Yeah. It's a tough place to be at.
Yeah.
So we're constantly thinking about BK's mushroom.
I'm not constantly thinking about it. It's just like hearing that story, I'm now, you know, okay, that's probably where I'm coming from. Mm. Or more so I can relate to it.
Right, you're on that mushroom tip.
Sounds a little dirty.
It does. But he's doing that. He's doing that on purpose. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to
be him, you know?
I was trying to steer the conversation there, and CJ kept, like, making a left turn. I'm like, no, it's a right turn.
Where were you trying to steer it to? Fucking penises?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, okay, look, we got to stop talking about penises on our show. Because all I hear about is fucking talking about penises, man. And that used to be a joke between Matt Tacker, and he's not even alive anymore. So it doesn't matter.
So wait, so that means I can talk about penises?
No, man.
Oh.
Respect the dead.
Talk about penises.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead. At least as far as I know. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I don't think... BK, is he dead?
No, I think he's alive.
Okay, hell yeah. So, okay, so he's not dead. Mm, big ups.
I used to be dead.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
You can't. The thing, when you say outlandish things like that, and you get the response from two people at the same time, that's like, what? You don't just wait there and go like, yep, that's just, as much as I feel comfortable fucking it's going over, I was dead once.
Just letting it marinate?
Yeah. Know? Well, you don't, okay. What are we marinating in? We're marinating in like, so was that, do we hear that right?
In pre-life? Is that death?
So you're saying before you were born, you were dead?
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't died since you were born?
No.
Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, that's like kind of what you want to go for, you know?
Die that one time?
Well, just don't die, you know?
Well, I mean,
of course,
cool.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
that's
don't,
hard.
Don't die, obviously. Stupid.
Well, after you're born, you know, I don't want to make that clear.
Well, yeah, for the listeners, make sure you guys only die once. Just make sure you lock that shit up hard.
Before you're, you know, before you're alive. That's when you can do it.
Oh, man.
Unless reincarnation's a thing.
I mean, it'd be wild if it is.
Have you seen Ghosts Defending Exist? Your Life? Nick,
no.
Have you seen the movie Defending Your Life?
No.
It has the best, like, I think, idea of what the afterlife could be. It's like levels. Like, the first level is you have to overcome fear. And that's where what level we're in. And then I don't know what the other levels are, because the movie didn't go further than that, and I haven't written the sequel, so... I'm sure it's something cool, though.
I mean... Do you have to, like, prove it once you go to heaven? Like, what is that?
You have to defend your life. That's
you go to court.
Reason.
Yeah, you go to court. They, like, show the clips, and you have to, like, talk about them? Okay, maybe
maybe you did, because that's exactly what they do. Has fucking, the homie Rip Torn, right?
Yeah, Rip Torn, Albert Brooks, and Meryl Streep.
Yeah, that's who's in it, Albert Brooks.
Yep, good old Albert. Albie Brooks.
Now, how often does that happen, BK, when you reference that movie and someone can lead to them saying, oh, they did see it?
Very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
See,
yeah.
That's gotta feel good right there.
I just need people to see, like, that movie, and then About Time is one of my favorite, like, concept movies. I like concept movies, I think.
91?
Yeah, 91.
Yeah.
Damn.
Seems like forever ago, because it was.
Did
Ben Savage play him, or did Fred Savage play? Ben Savage did.
Play who?
Played Albert Brooks in Defending Your Life.
Oh, yeah.
When they went back to when he was a kid and got bullied.
Wait. Who'd you say?
Ben Savage?
He's not on the IMDb.
Boy Meets World? Well, he's not going to be a big part. He was only in one clip.
I mean...
What, you're going to say that doesn't deserve to be... doesn't have to have a credit?
Well, no, I feel like he hadn't scrolled far enough down.
Well, it was the top cast, but I feel like it should be, like, notoriety and time appeared in film.
You mean, like, retroactively? Like, because he wasn't famous.
Right, right, right. But he's more famous now.
Yeah.
So retroactively?
So it's like, I don't know who a lot of these people are, but I know who Fred Savage is.
So it's Fred?
No, it's Ben.
Ben.
But he said Fred.
I know, he said Fred. I didn't say Fred.
But he also said he's looking at the IMDb, so maybe he looked down further in the list and saw it said Fred, and now he's saying the right one, and you knew the wrong one.
No.
No.
I'm on the all page, and there's no Savage.
Damn, really? That's Savage.
It's in credits order.
All right.
Look at Ben Savage's.
Google, show me this man's balls, please.
Ben Savage. All filmographies. 91.
Why is it
91? Yeah.
I like how we're all searching for this right now. This is making for good shit.
I mean, it's a big thing, dude.
Is
there's
it?
No way I know for a fact Ben's... Oh, wait. I went down to self.
Ethan Embry was in this shit?
Yeah, I think he's the... Maybe he was the kid.
I mean, I would assume
Little Monsters, 89.
Yeah, I just straight up Googled Ben Savage Defending Your Life. Nothing came up.
Yeah, that's why I'm at this weird, like, fucking web article about like a whole ass breakdown of this essay. This is a fucking essay. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. Hold on 1 second.
Is it the thing? What's that thing called? Or like as a group we remember something, but it's not true.
The Mandela effect.
Is that the Mandela effect?
I'm so confused because he looks exactly like a young Albert Brooks. Maybe that's just the connection I'm making.
You're like, you know, I've just always thought.
You just, that's a fan cast.
Yeah, I fan casted.
Because he's like, oh, yep, that's just what it is.
But I picture him from Little Monsters in Defending Your Life.
Maybe you just got all the old bangers all mixed up.
Yeah, I might have.
It says Raffi de Blasio played young Danny.
I mean, the fact that Ben Savage never played young Albert Brooks is a travesty in itself. Because what do they look like?
Yeah, they're even crediting who played Daniel as an infant, so.
Fair enough. I guess I'm going to have to turn in my hat as the movie guy.
No. It's fine.
Maybe,
let's just,
dude,
go back to being happy that I've seen the movie too.
Yeah, remember that time? Go back
forget
to there.
Forget this negative thing ever happened.
I want to see that.
It's not even negative.
Has anyone seen the people talking about that Evil Exists movie?
No.
Nope.
It's supposed to be like the most terrifying movie ever because it's just like disturbing.
They say that shit about everything though, dude.
When Evil Lurks.
Oh, I've heard the title, but I feel like that title is thrown around so many times that the scariest movie ever fucking made. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, how much money did you get for the gore budget? You probably got a bunch. That's why you're saying that? That's cool.
Well, it all comes down to, like, what scares you, though, right?
Yeah, I guess. But it's like, now, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also am forced to watch a lot of dumb horror movies, so maybe it's just, like, the caliber of horror movie I'm watching just desensitize myself to the good shit, because it's just like, you know, you smoke mid for so long, you know, sometimes it's hard to appreciate top shelf.
So what mid are you smoking recently?
I don't remember. She started something, I, like, watched a little bit of it, and the filter on the camera was way too dark for me. Because, like, in a daytime shot, it, like, looked like grungy Twilight. And I was like, I can't really sit through this shit. Went to go do something, came back, asked her how it was. She was like, oh, it was pretty boring.
Last thing, yeah, I watched, did I just watch? Could I swear I just watched the horror movie?
It's only been
One Piece.
Honestly, all you've been watching is One Piece.
It's so good.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like, the world building is amazing.
What you mean, oh no, Nick?
He got you.
It did. It did get me. And it is worth the get, I think.
Oh no.
Even though I'm only like... it's so weird. You have to figure out the One Piece world. Because, like, the fans, like, view the episodes in a different way than they were released in America, I guess. And then, so, like, if you go on to Crunchyroll or to, like, Netflix, they have different ways of displaying, like, what episode you're on. Like, technically, I'm on episode, or season 6, episode 45, but the other way, that's episode 160... 185 or something like that. I don't know. I'm in Skypiea. That's all I know.
Sounds way too convoluted, honestly. I mean, I thought that's DBZ was bad.
No, it's DBZ is bad.
DBZ's not bad.
No, come on, don't do this. Don't get a little One Piece in you and then be like, Grey Poupon, I don't deal with any of this store brand mustard anime Dragon Ball Z bullshit. Dude, okay? You're watching the live action shit, all right? Don't even I did get watch me started, all right?
I watched the live action. It's so dope. That one live guy action that was what? In a Dragon Ball movie.
Oh, my God.
What, you didn't watch it?
No, I saw the trailer and then immediately, like, Men in Black how myself. Great it was?
Oh. Do you not like dumb shit?
No.
That's some shit. I
love dumb shit. That's why I love that Predator movie. It's the best Predator movie ever.
I mean, I like dumb shit, but there's a certain limit of dumb I can handle. And sometimes it's,
Ram
you know...
Ranch? Like, that's the most dumb shit you could possibly intake, I feel.
Now, you're not wrong. I actually got away with playing that fucking very lowly coming back from Apple Hill for at least 3 minutes until somebody caught on.
It's the worst. Worse when they catch you.
Yeah, no, because then you can't spend the time enjoying the rest of the 5 fucking minutes, you know?
Yeah.
After the 2 that you're already in. So, like, it's a total, like, 7.
So, I like the dumb shit. Like, so we both enjoy, and I'm sure Nick would, too, if we'd talked about it, but busting makes you feel good, right?
Of course. I mean, well, let's ask the man himself. How does that make you feel, Nick?
Why does that sound familiar?
It's because it's a lyric from the Ghostbusters song.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Busting makes me feel good.
Yeah, I knew that.
So it's so good. I love how he sings it and everything. But what I love more than that is listening to all the music, like the instrumental before it. Because it's such a buildup to Busting Makes Me Feel Good. And it's so much more hilarious when you listen to the buildup.
Well, because you know what that is. Well, it's right. Symbolism.
Yeah, exactly.
To the bust?
Yeah, he's building up to bust. And then he's like, I'm feeling so good. I'm going to bust. He was like, oh, my word, I'm about to bust.
Yeah, he comes out and, like, you know, tells you how he's feeling. So they got to be subtle leading up.
Yeah, but then it's like, I mean, the subtlety is lost when, you know, you hear Busting Makes Me Feel Good.
Well, I know. But then there's still, it's a one time. Well, I mean, BK obviously loves it over and over again. But I think it's one of those things where, like, the first time you go in not knowing, and then you hear the lyric and you're like, oh shit. And then you can never have that same experience again.
Yeah.
That's why people get addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.